Blog Talk Radio.
What you are about to hear is pure opinion, not backed up by facts or research. It's all make-believe and fantasy. Created by Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. Just kidding. Only actors and gold diggers fake it. If you want to reach Bill live, call him at 917-889-3250. Once again, 917-889-3250. And now for your listening pleasure, Billy Borelli.
Sorry, this is Mike Tyson. I'm taking over from Billy Borelli. I kind of bit off his ears and his lips, and I'm going to eat them so for dinners and stuff. So stay tuned for Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. Hey, everybody, it's me. That was a poor fucking impersonation. I tried to do one, but I didn't succeed. Hello. Welcome to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. If you've never been here, welcome, first-timers. But thank you all 10 of you for listening. You are listening to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat Season 5. I've been doing this for 5 years. Can you believe it? Some of you are probably like, you know, wow, you do one a year, or you do five a year, or you do so many a year. Well, life gets in the way. And my goal is to give you my takes and my point of view on things and with my flair. Those of you that know me and follow along, and those of you that want to listen to my voice. And I want to first say I want to give a birthday shout out to my brother Jared, who isn't with us. He is somewhere, and he would have been, I don't want to give up my age, but he would have been 36 years old. He would have turned 36 years old, and he would have been a man, and he would have been living his life, I'm sure, maybe a kid or two before me. And so I want to give Jared a special shout out for 36, birthday number 36. Happy birthday, brother. I'll see you soon. Anyway, let me bag on myself for a minute. So those of you that were looking forward to listening to me yesterday were sorely disappointed. What happened, you say? Well, I'll tell you. Everything was going good. I had a great day. I won't tell you everything that went on in my day, but I will tell you some things. I kind of treated myself. I'm trying to get back, not necessarily back into the RC car game. But, you know, I wanted an RC car. Those of you that are familiar with Ken Block and his Hoonicorn, which is a 65 Mustang, and it's all, you know, it's got all the, it's modded out, and it's, you know, and he drifts it. Anyway, well, there's an RC car with that, you know, the same thing. And I really like that. So I got one for my birthday. It's an early birthday present for me, you know. My birthday's coming up March 20th, by the way. The chat is unavailable. I can't get it on my computer. Every time I go, it just says flash. So I can't do chat. There, my producer is saying, I'm in the chat. Come on, man, join me. So those of you that want to join my producer, tvvoicetalent.com, in the chat room, feel free. I, however, cannot make it. I will just give you my voice. And you guys could talk shit behind my back. I don't mind. So I'm having a good day. Truck past smog. That put me in a great mood. Went to the gym. Had a great workout. Took a shower. Went to go get parts for my new RC car because it's a little slow, a little sluggish. So I wanted to update it a little bit, you know. And I went home and I was all excited. And I start taking the little screws out. So the guy did warn me. He says, be careful because they put Loctite on these apparently, and they can easily strip. So I'm like, I can do this. First screw comes out, no problem. I'm like, yeah. Second screw, stripped. I'm like, all right, here we go. And then so I started stripping a total of 7 screws in different locations. And I'm just like, I lost my shit last night. I was like, I can't believe it. Ah! So then I'm like, well, I got a show to do. It was 8:20. I'm like, all right, let me turn on the computer. And I turn on the computer, and it's loading slow. It's like, it's loading slow. Once it gets loaded, once I get online, then Blog Cock Radio decides to mess up. And it won't load up for me. And I'm like, this can't be happening. Time's ticking. Tick, 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 tick. The minutes are counting down. I'm clenching my fist. And those that know me know that I used to have this quick temper. It was a quick temper. I didn't have anger issues. It was just a quick temper. I just lost my shit easily. You know, like when you have diarrhea and you can't hold it in, it just goes, well, that's me. That was my temper anyway. But I was trying to hold it in. I was like, all right, you know, the car thing I could fix. This I can't fix. And time was ticking. Finally, after it was like 8:37. And by that time, I was able to finally call in. I called in, and of course, there was no audio. Nothing. The intro didn't happen. Nothing. I had nothing. I couldn't see anything. All I could do was hear. And I was like, well, if you can hear my voice, this means I'm blah, blah, blah. And this is bullshit. And I talked for about 30 seconds, and then I was out. So that was the end of that. I lost my shit some more. I needed a drink, and I was drinking. And, you know, my roommate's like, hey, just do a show tomorrow. I'm like, well, here I am, Saturday night. Who else is like me? I had to work today. I have to work tomorrow. I got to work for 5 more days. So this is day number 1 out of 6. So I am here, and we're going to get started with my show. I just talked shit about myself. Oh, and check this out. So I donated my old Mazda to Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. If you haven't heard that on the radio, that's the jingle. I heard it so much that I dedicated what? My car to who? Cars for Kids. And then I'm going on the freeway. I'm going to work the other day, and I see this car. It looks just like mine, missing the hubcaps. And it's this old guy driving, and I'm like, dang, I couldn't tell if it was mine because I think I was going too fast, and it was going really slow. And then I'm thinking maybe it was mine because it shit was slow. But anyway, I digress. Let's get started, shall we? I've ranted on for 6 minutes about or 10 minutes, according to stream. The Oscars, that was our big thing. Let's get the little stuff out of the way, and then let's get into the Oscars, shall we? I've been noticing, like, you know, again, that I go to the gym. You know, I work out. I lift weights. I do it old school style because I know that the keys to being stronger is to have more muscle, stronger muscle. You know, I mean, you're going to, if you want to be stronger, your muscle is going to build. I don't particularly see a 98-pound man bench pressing what I can bench press, you know, and I'm at 181 and climbing. So, you know, I don't see that. I don't know. I you know, you have to have more mass to have more energy. Let's put it like that. So the old school way is lifting some weights, getting the, you know, these weights are designed to provide your body with some resistance. That's all you need is you just need a little resistance. Well, then I see CrossFitters, and I'm thinking, what? What dildo factory did you just walk out of? Seriously, CrossFit. Have you seen what these CrossFitters do? They do the barbell snatching jerk and thrust thing. I don't know what it is. You pick it up off the ground, and then you put it on your shoulders, and then you push it over your head and you flip your legs like you're doing a lunge or something. And then you're like, yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I see that in the Olympics, and that's for the Olympics or strongman competitions or something like that. That's what I see that on. I don't see some 100-something-pound guy lifting 100 pounds over his snatch and jerk and thrust and hump thing over his head. What, I don't get what that is. I don't get the tire flipping. You're flipping a huge truck tire. Whenever in your life will you flip a truck tire for any reason at all. You CrossFit, you have a 9-to-5. You know, what are you going to flip your baby over? Well, thank God I did the tire flip, or else I would have, my baby would have rolled off out of the car under the freeway. What? And then the ropes. Like, I'm just going to flip the ropes and I'm going to make waves. What? You can replicate these movements with weights, with elliptical, with barbells, dumbbells. You don't have to look foolish. Not everybody wears tights and does CrossFit. You know, it's strange to me. It's just strange. CrossFit is like a new thing. It had to be invented by a woman. It had to have, you know, because the woman is probably like, you know, I want to look good. I want to look fashionable while I'm working out. I don't want to just pump weights men do. So, you know, I'll flip things. I'll hit a tire with a hammer and I'll do some ropes and I'll carry stuff on my back for 20 feet. I don't get the whole CrossFit. You know, it's like, I just don't get it. You know, and those of you that, you know, exercise and that's fine. But to me, it's like, if you're going to do cardio and do weights, simple. You know, women who do weights look better. They just look fuller. They look more healthy. Women that do just cardio or CrossFit look like you need to feed them a sandwich or something. They look like Karen Carpenter sick. Like, do you got the bug? Do you want some protein or something? I can see your ribs and your heart beating through them. You are dying literally in front of me. And that's like runners too. If you ever watch somebody that's running, do they have a smile on their face? When they're running, are they actually enjoying themselves? They look like they're in some serious pain. They seriously think they're gaunt. They got bags. They're just like, oh my God. You know, they look like they've just been on a weekend bender. They're just gray and sweaty, you know, and they got the baggy shorts and their skinny legs sticking out of them. Now, my youngest brother, he runs and he does it. I'm sure he doesn't look like that. He does it for health reasons. I'm sure he doesn't do it. Well, I enjoy it and I like looking sick while I'm moving fast. I don't think so. So, I mean, that's my whole take on CrossFit and running and, you know, enjoy what you do. I like lifting weights. Now, I don't smile like, this is good. This is heavy. But the after effect of it, I know what I'm going to gain. And maybe that's what they're trying to gain. But, you know, I just don't see it. I don't see the snatch and thrust and hump. I don't. You got to pick this thing up over your head 100 times. You grab it from the ground. You pick it up over your head. When are you going to do that in life? Oh, I dropped my cell phone. Whing! I just threw it 100 yards behind me. Hollywood. Oh, boy, don't get me wrong. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into the Oscars. We're going to get into why these people need church. The Oscars was smelling toe jam. The Oscars wasn't an awards show. It was a political party where they kind of gave participant trophies. Trump, blah, blah, Trump, blah, Trump, blah, blah, Trump. Oh, and best movie goes to this guy. Trump, blah, blah, Trump, blah, blah, Trump. And you wonder why the ratings were so low this year, lower than last year, which were lower than the year before. Stop making these awards. It used to be shocking. You get Sean Penn coming up and Free Tibet. Oh my God. Sean Penn, did you hear what he said? He said Free Tibet. He went up there to accept his best Oscar for best actor, and he mentioned something about Tibet. It was shocking when they would go up there and say something. That was the biggest story. One actor, Susan Sarandon, you know, they went up there and they would say something like, and free so-and-so. Like, oh, that was such a shocker. Now the whole awards show is about bashing someone they don't like. You get it. You don't agree with certain things and certain people. There's no need to spend 4 hours on the subject. What you need is Christ. What you need to go to church. And you don't need to go to just any church. You need to go to a fun church. There's the church where you sit there in the pews and Silent Night, Holy Night, All is calm. I know that's a, you know, Christmas song, but you know, I can't remember what they sing in church. I'm just like, that's what I would be singing, you know. You need a church where you're going to have fun. You need like a mega church. You need a big church.
Sunday, bring your family out to the mega church. Three floors of Christ worship. So much worship, you'll never want to leave. Jim, your kids will have so much fun on the Rio de Janeiro Jesus waterslide. Don't forget to check out the new Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse Carousel. The burning bush ride on the roof can't be missed. And for you parents, endless wine fountains courtesy of Fetzer Winery and Jesus himself. Served by a man actually older than Moses. So bring the whole family. We have a separate on-site Old Testament facility for the elderly with freshly baked Body of Christ crackers and more wine. Bring your pets to be sacrificed Sunday.
I was trying to hold it in. Jim Jones. Bring your pets to be sacrificed. Oh, Lord. I think I'm literally sinking into hell, asshole first, at this very second. That's how bad. Oh, God. Oh, man. That would be the Hollywood church, literally. It would be, they would glam it up, and they had pictures of people that played Christ in movies, and they would have Fetzer wine, Body of Christ crackers. Yeah, that was hilarious. Jim Jones. That's horrible. Oh, man. There goes my flu. Oh, that was another thing. I caught the flu. I wonder if he's listening. My guitarist, Jimmy Jett, is probably listening. That's probably him waiting to talk to me. I don't know, though. Yeah, it's waiting. See, if I can get to you, I'll get to you. Maybe I'll get to you the last few minutes. He bought me a ticket to NAMM, which is North American Music Manufacturers, I want to say. Anyway, I think that's what it means. It's a place where, you know, all music manufacturers suck each other's dicks, basically, you know. And you got to suck a dick to get, you know, hey, can you sponsor me and sponsor my strings and sticks and drums and dicks and butts? And anyway, so I go down there and, you know, the first night I'm down there, which was a Friday, I went down there Thursday night, and Friday I was, you know, did the walkie thing. And then Saturday, I was driving home, came home, stayed home all day Saturday. Sunday, I felt kind of crappy. You know, I was like, oh, I'll just stay home Sunday. Monday, went to work. I was coughing all day. So literally, I faced no one from the time I got home Saturday to Monday morning when I went to work. I was home. And I developed the flu, and I was out for a few days with the most extreme. I mean, we're talking the fever and the body aches and the this and the that. So finally, you know, I had to take a few days off of work, and I came back, and I had this ridiculous cough that is almost still with me. And here it is March, and I got this at the end of January, right at the beginning of February, I had the flu. So I was literally, for at least 2 weeks, I was feeling like I was feeling like white dog shit, you know, but I still kind of get the thing anyway. You know, National Women's Day was yesterday, which was Friday. Yeah, it was National Women's Day. I don't know if that's a new thing, you know. I didn't get a sandwich. There was no dishes washed. I mean, if it's National Women's Day, shouldn't women be doing stuff? It sounds so misogynistic. It's a joke. I didn't get a sandwich. I didn't have my dishes washed, my clothes cleaned, folded while I watched TV. Thanks, National Women's Day, for doing nothing. No, it was cool. But Bruce Jenner had a little video. I'm sorry. Caitlyn Jenner did a National Women's Day video. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, we've probably seen you without your shirt on, and now you're covering up. You might as well just go topless, because I don't know if they're fake boobs. I mean, you're still a man. You have all the plumbing of a man. I'm sure you have fake boobs. I've seen men without their shirts on with fake, you know, with boobage, you know, chubby boobs swinging and swaying in the breeze. Why can't he do the same? She do the same? You know, just go topless or wear, you know, you're not fooling anyone. You're not fooling anyone. You're not fooling anyone. You're Bruce Jenner, because you put fucking lipstick on, long hair, and you talk like this, bitches. You're not a woman. I'm sorry. Biologically, you're not a woman. That's just a stone fact. I don't know you personally, so I can't bash you for your character. So Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, whatever. I don't know you, so I'm not going to bash you. But you're not a woman. That's your chromosomes are men chromosomes. I'm sorry. That's just the fact. And I'm all about facts. I'm a man. I'm a male. Even if I cut my dick off and like put on a Play-Doh vajay and make some fake boobs or something out of orange bags or something, sand bags, I'm still going to be inside a man. All the guts and all the glory is going to be a man. My mindset is a man. My biological makeup is a man. So no doctor in the world can change who you naturally were. Now, inside you may, I identify as a sandwich, okay? That's what I identify with. I identify as a sandwich. That makes me a sandwich, so I'm not going to work tomorrow because I'm a sandwich. Think about how crazy. I'm a woman now. No, you're not. Anyway. So I think he did a naked promo or something. I'm like, yeah, who saw that? Please. I didn't. I don't want to see it. I don't want to vomit. But the Oscars were pretty much, I don't know because I didn't watch. I literally was taking a 4-hour shit. And, you know, I tapeworm? No, not a tapeworm. But I was literally not watching it. Well, for one, I don't have TV anymore. I have internet. But, you know, I'm not going to stream it. I was not interested. I used to watch it. My mom used to watch it. And we used to, you know, sit around and, oh, that's cool. And it used to be about they would joke around. They wouldn't have those stupid skits in the beginning. They didn't talk about what president they didn't like. What this they didn't like, what that they didn't like. They talked about the awards and the people. And everybody was drunk. They were just drunk off their ass, and they just like, whatever. And now it's just like, oh, we hate. And the whole, look, I haven't done a show in a long time. And I, there is the whole school shooting thing in Florida. Now, what's my opinion on it? I'm not going to tell you, because I have some thoughts about that. I'm still gathering information. Investigations take time. I like to investigate. I should have been a cop, but here I am. Investigations take time. You want to investigate. You want to gather the evidence. You want to gather the facts. Is this a fact? Yes, this is a fact. Okay. Fact being, it is real. This paper is white. That's a fact. My dick is okay. The walls are flat. That's a fact. Cold outside. That's a fact. So that's what I'd like to talk about is facts. My ass is hairy. Facts. So the facts that you want to present to this case, that's what I want. I want to make sure that each thing goes in order. This David Hogg kid who's been repeating the same thing with every interview, he needs to shut his face. He needs to shut his face because now he's suddenly an expert on our rights and what, as American citizens, what our rights should be. And he criticizes the president and he does this and he does that. And he's this big hero now, this allegedly 17-year-old hero, because he was in a school shooting Hey, man, I know some hardcore thugs that were in multiple shootings in the hood. Does that make them experts? No. Say, man, I've been shot at, man. I used to rob people. You know what, man? I want to be president. I know people that have... I remember one time hearing a bullet whiz right by me. Does that make me a gun expert? No. Does that make me want to go out and criticize the president? No. David Hogg, did you actually see kids that were dead? Did you see? What did you see with your eyes? What are the facts? So you're being pushed on this pedestal because you're like the voice now. Oh, we listen to the kids. Listen to the kids. If we let the kids run the world, we'd all be eating fucking Tide Pods. Before that, you probably had a six-pack of Tide Pods that Tuesday before the school shooting. Sorry, but that's a fact. You go online and there's all kinds of kids eating Tide Pods. What? And then after the shooting, you want to tell me about my constitutional rights? No. You just ate a bunch of Tide Pods. Shut your mouth. Oh, you did the burn me challenge too? Get out of my face. Don't tell me about my rights. Don't tell me about my rights. When you get experienced in life, when you start going through the trials and tribulations, you've been through a school shooting. Okay. Did you or did you not see any? You're acting like somebody that's really traumatized. Somebody that's really traumatized. I'm sorry, but they're not going to be that calm. They're not going to be that eloquent. They're not going to be so scripted. And he was scripted. I lost four friends I lost three friends, and then I lost five friends, and then I lost two friends. Which friend? How many friends, David? What? There's a video of him like forgetting his lines, telling them, oh, ooh, and he's like, ooh, ooh, and the director, cameraman is like, oh, don't worry, go ahead, you know, you're doing fine. You know, he even tells them what to say. It's like, so when you're going through something, you speak from the heart. You speak from the heart. You say it naturally, or you don't say it at all. I'm too traumatized. I can't say shit. I'm sorry. I can't do anything. I can't do this. My kid was just killed. I can't do this right now. I'm going to need some time. This was very traumatic. I'm going to need some time. Do you think that our soldiers are coming over right away and just going, man, I split that Iraqi's head open like a cantaloupe. Oh, boy. Do you think they don't want to talk about it? Those are the people you need to talk to about what they've seen and what they have experienced, what they've sacrificed. Oh, I saw my friend get killed. Well, can you tell me about it? I don't think so. They don't want to tell you about it. They don't want to talk about it. And this still hasn't, it says my on-air stream left is zero. Well, there goes my 90-second cue. Sorry, person that I was on hold with. Like I said, I wanted to get all my stuff out so everybody can hear what I had to say. Sometimes these phone calls kind of drag me down. They take away from what I need to talk about. I don't want to get distracted. Maybe in the future when I have a longer time frame, I'll take calls and we'll talk some more. But, you know, I have to get in what I can get in this half an hour. And I still have stuff that I wanted to talk about. Harvey Weinstein sticking his finger up people's butts. Megachurch, we talked about that. Gary Oldman is the new Daniel Day-Lewis. He can act as a sandwich. And he can do what he wants to do. Hey, I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. Tune in next time for another episode. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Till next time, boys and girls, please lighten up. Thank you.